Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Oh, what's happening, man? Herbox coming at you again. HERBBOXX.com. I wanted to say a big salute out to the people of Cleveland. This is we recording this Monday, the day after the Easter and what happened in Cleveland. And you know, y'all been taking it hard, man. You know, me and Elle was just talking about a couple years ago when that guy had those women, you know. So it's been rough on the city, man. And just that's why. And I was just telling them, like, we got to start creating our own little space for people to go to, and hopefully we can get that cracking, man, with the Google Hangout. And we're gonna start doing something live, man, to balance this shit off. This is ridiculous. That should never happen, man. And another thing, I want to say, man, the assault on women. Like, don't try to blame this young lady or somebody else for your actions and for what you did. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm not trying to do all that. But, because I don't know. It's obvious he suffers from some type of mental illness. So I'm not trying to be preachy, because you got to walk in his shoes and understand that he has a serious problem. And but he affected other people too. So, hey man, I don't know what to say, but I can truly say, man, I salute the people in Cleveland. I'm so sorry to all the women that have been getting bombarded with, from Donald Trump, his comments, to now Bill O'Reilly, allegedly, you know, to shit, just outright just craziness, you know. And I don't think it's wrong for, when I was saying this earlier, that just because you can be an advocate and a component for marijuana, take on all justice. Like, it's wrong for this plant to be stigmatized and ridiculed because it's not the same as heroin or any other synthetic drug. Just like it's not right for one to push off your isms, any racism, sexism. You know, it's not cool on any level. So we want right being done across the board, you know, and chill, leave, you know. And that's the thing, probably if you smoke and chill the fuck out and sit down somewhere, leave people alone and stop all the bullshit, we wouldn't have what we have going on. That could be a lot to it. So we need to work on that, man. We need to work on getting our shit together. And I say ours, I'm talking about the community of cannabis ones who smoking, and be responsible enough to say, okay, look, last week I hit you off with, hey man, you know, try to grow something, you know. If you get a chance, man, to watch TED Talks, it's a guy, Ron Finley. He's the gangster gardener. You can just look it up, man. You know, he's just growing, you know. And now he's not he doesn't do weed, but he's been on a couple of shows that grow weed, but just saying it's all about growing, whether it's your food. Because we really have deserts. In a lot of communities, the deserts, there's no food being grown. It's all fast food and it's all processed bullshit. You know, not even a fucking smoothie.
Yeah.
You know, we literally got that. That we got places that don't even have that. You know, and I had been thinking about like, yo, I need to do a little something, you know, like start off with a smoothie and then a snow cone together, and then you ease out of the snow cone and just make the smoothie, you know. Because you gotta spoon feed people. They just not, I don't want no carrots and beets and green. You gotta ease them to anything. It's gonna take a minute. So, with that being said, this week, speaking about easing, I was just reading an article that you got a lot of edible places now are making the edibles with smaller dosage of THC. You see, I mean, so you're taking people who like necessarily probably wouldn't, you know, it was outside of the cannabis culture, but like they want to be inside it, but you got to be spoon fed. So they're doing, it was in the Ford magazine. So if you get a chance, they have a lot of, I'll start that. You got me back in the tunnel playing with the keyboard. Leave that shit alone, man. Oh, but anyway, so they're feeding people small doses of the THC to get them acclimated, and the cookies taste a little bit better. Let's be honest, some of them was shit. They've gotten a whole lot better, and even, you know, finding things that are more CBD and lower THC to smoke. So it's by spoon feeding things small at a time, you know, whether it be eating healthier, whether it be open up your eyes to certain things, you got to do it smaller doses. So yeah, this is a quick, it was a smart and short episode that we're doing right now. So we're going to take a little smoke break. L, we cool?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready. It's sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners.
Yo, Herbbox, herbboxx.com. Accessories say a lot about a person. And Herbbox says you are exquisite and superior. Peace.
I normally be seeing people putting stuff on Facebook Live that's like, you know, them like models and stuff at model shoots, people in the studio, people driving through their car, just doing silly stuff, people catching silly stuff online.
Right, you know, so it's like, but you know what? I'm thinking that you got to create your own mic. Like, you know, they have sites for, you know, weed, you know, they got Massive Roots is one.
You don't want them to create no sites of people shooting though.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they got Google Hangout. And I think we're going to have a Herbbox, a Google Hangout. Yeah, I think we're going to, not so much call in, but just people come and, you know, sit, hang out, talk, and you know what I'm saying, do their thing, man. We got to create one. We got to create and get away from all that other bullshit, right? Just be around like-minded people. Like, they even got dating sites, you know, 420 friendly. I always kind of want to get on there and then interview somebody from there, like a chick, and see, like, yo, what's up? And, you know, just different perspectives on around, because, man, it's, you look around, it's like, man, people throw it off. It's crazy. You know, I mean, you can be one day working with somebody, and then I'm quite sure the people he worked with, they didn't know he was like, man, my man is off like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, either way, we got to do it. So, yeah, man, that's what we're going to probably try to do. I don't think we are going to do it. It's just...
You know, he called his mom after the shooting. He called his mom. Well, he told his mom on Easter, the day before Easter, that I'm probably not going to see you again. And that... And then he called her when he shot... According to the stuff on the news, it said he's only confirmed... killed one person. I'm not sure if he's since then shot more people, but they're saying he's only shot one.
I mean, you know what? Last time the city had some bad luck is when that guy had those three girls.
In the house.
Yeah.
For all them years. Right. They made a movie about that. Lifetime movie. He had all them girls from there was like real young and they had babies and everything.
Well, only one of them had a baby.
Well, one, yeah. I mean, they just put him to death or something.
He killed himself.
He did?
So like, they say.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You do something that they find out that you did in jail, they gonna get you, man. Can't molest a whole bunch of girls for that many years. They're supposed to separate them in jail.
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't, though. I don't think they should. That's what I was saying before. I don't really think. Separate them for what?
I mean, the justice system is to serve justice for you, not to have inmates serve justice on you.
Hey, man, listen. That just so happened to be what's going down, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? That just so happened to be what's going down. Just like the dude wanted to walk up in a church and kill all those innocent people in that.
Didn't they give him life?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But he done got jumped on a couple of times in there. And he gonna continue to get it. He gonna get his hat brought to him anytime somebody get a chance to.
I wouldn't be surprised if the guard brought him to the wrong war. Man, we gonna move you out in a couple of days, man. Here you go.
Wow, they probably try to protect him too, because they feel the same way. You know, I don't know. I don't want to know, you know. He's in a fight. You ever see Corey Holcomb? You ever know who Corey Holcomb is, a comedian? He got a little show on YouTube and Ari Spears. You ever heard that comedian I always does?
Yeah,
that
dude. He does all the voices, Ari Spears.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the co-hosts jumped on him on the Corey Holcomb show, you know.
Like for real? Sorry.
Yeah, man, they had a little squabble, you know. Because Ari Spears was just really, just talking crazy. Now, listen, Corey Holcomb, I mean, he got his views. Every man got their own views. He got a real strong, like, yo, man, I don't do no, I'm a real dude. I don't play that. Like, he go in on Stephen A. Smith. He say Stephen A. Smith is a coon. Now, Stephen A. Smith, you know, he sometimes says some questionable things. Even I kind of look sideways like,
the sports guy?
Oh, yeah.
The ESPN guy?
Yeah. But you got to understand, though. See, this is the thing. Just as well as Corey Holcomb says some shit about women that I'm just like, yo, you know, that can be. But that's, I respect Corey Holcomb same way as Stephen A. can say some shit. And I was like, oh, that's that man's opinion. I don't really get into the whole, he's saying this shit. Do I think either one of them, I think you got to stand on your own. We're not a monolithic type of people. Like, we don't all got one mindset, one way of looking at stuff. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to still respect. And that's the thing. If you either going to be this way or you will sell out this way. Because you only had two choices. Either you was in the field or in the house. You see what I'm saying? So that still plays out. So we're still looking for, we done turned the fields into the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And we done turned the house into corporate and having a job. Mm-hmm. Like if you try to do, some have, now, can you still be a stand-up guy and do both? I'm quite sure Slaves had to do both. Once that nigga leave the house, he had to go get his ass back and go get his wife and kids. That might have been, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to deal with both. So one of them said, man, why you didn't bring us no meat out? Motherfucker, I didn't get none either. And if I did, I'm going to give it to my family first. You know? I can't, you know what I'm saying? Shit, when I can't get a chance, I'll get to you. But the motherfucker gonna be mad if him, nigga, you could have brought me some, and it, me and you'll sell out. It's 7 days out the week. I didn't get you none Tuesday, but man, hold on. They watching me, so let me try to do something Thursday. I don't know. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Some people still able to satisfy some people.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. I say that to say that sometimes you got to be patient, and then sometimes some dudes, they ain't going to help no regardless. I get that too, you know. Some going to help and fuck it up for everybody. So it's different things, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that had happened. That jumped off and was crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I listen to some people and I can stomach some shit at some point. I jump off of it, like, okay, fuck it. I don't hear my own voice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna sit up and listen to their show. And that's why we do this show. I'm quite sure it's a motherfucker listening to me. So, man, that's a whole ass nigga talking this bullshit. I don't wanna hear blah, 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 blah. You know, with them old, fucked up beats, man. Y'all need to turn that bullshit off. I can barely hear y'all. I done got them type of comments. Turn the meat off, the music off, nigga. Ain't nobody wanna hear that shit. Okay, you email me all that to tell me that. You know, you speaking for everybody now. Y'all had a town hall meeting. And that's what everybody came up with. You know what I mean?
And you think about the content?
Right.
Right on.
So, right. You know, everybody got something to say, but I figured, I got a product. I want to talk about my product. I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Sit back, good people, you know. It's a growing, and we haven't even made a year. We'll be a year end of May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we coming up on a year, man. We're still an infant. So, I mean, I figure I said, well, let me do this whole year and come back by September, man, you know, where I can really think it through. I'm going on vacation for a minute and really think it through and you know, shit, say, okay, let me do it live, but I want to do it a different way. I just want to jump up on Instagram live. Hey, what's up? It's your homeboy. You know, that's corny. You know, I want to present it right. I want to look it right. You know, I want to get some shit down. See what we can do. Because it's easier now. You don't need no super duper camera set of shit. You got a phone that can do just as well as this. It's got the same capability, you know what I mean? With apps and all that. So, I mean, it's in the hands for a person to take, you know, have their own. Like I said, you know, if I was saying to have their own like-minded, that's why hopefully, it probably is some hangouts. I'm going to do that. I'm going to even go to some hangout places on Google and say, hey, man, what's up? Like to get some of y'all on, blah, blah, blah. How's it going? You know. So, rock with it from there. Yeah.
Plug the boxes. Tell them a little bit about the boxes and the quality and the difference.
That's what I'm saying. If they got live where they can see it. Okay. You know, a lot of people ask me, yeah, it's just about, but then when they get it and I just like, oh shit, okay. It's a whole nother story.
Yeah, but can't they just go to herbbox.com and look at the boxes?
Yeah, they can. Mm-hmm. But ain't nothing like seeing it, you know, in your hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure. You know, do you tell people we do a podcast?
Yeah.
But they don't really like Chris. He ain't ever seen. That's why I'm gonna give you a box, man.
I told. Yeah. They asked me about it. And I was like, man, go to herbbox.com. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have one. So you can walk around with. Right. So you walk around with and get it. You know, crack. Man, I tell you, these allergies are on my ass, dude.
Be
all right. Huh?
You'll
be all right. I mean, it's like, see, almost it seems like the older I get, it's like
the worse you get.
Yeah, you know, hey man, my aunt used to say this when I was younger. I never understood what she meant by that. She said, getting old is not for the coward, that heart. If you're a coward, getting old, then it ain't for you. I was like, you know, I'm young, so I was like, I don't know what she's talking about. Now that I'm getting old, I'm like, damn, was she right? Like, you know, man, this would be 2 weeks. I took about 2 weeks since I lifted. I went in there the other day, L. You would have swore I hadn't lifted in 20 years. Uh-oh. I said, golly, man, you know, you gotta keep it up, always. You can't slip a bit. A bit. Shit, man, you know what? We rambling and ain't got shit else. So we gonna get on off of here unless you got something. You wanna do some news or something?
Nah.
Herbbox. HERBBOX.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox and superior. Cheers. Deserve more. Herbbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbbox.com, which is HERBBOX.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.